Well, Ben, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment indeed. Let us go through some important stories that are taking place in the Silver City area. Talk to me about the local businesses that have organized a petition regarding the F-16 training flights.
Yeah, the U.S. Air Force's proposal to send 10,000 sorties, a maximum of 10,000 sorties a year of F-16 test flights from Holloman Air Force Base has been a big sticking point with many many locals here, but especially a group of 155, a diverse set of business owners from all over the county who signed a petition and delivered it to the Grant County Commission asking the U.S. Air Force to stop considering the Gila National Forest for their training.
In your feedback that you've gotten, being a reporter and talking to different community members, is this just something that residents of Grant County just do not want in their community?
Well, there's been a long history of military flights over the region, but it's been a lot quieter in the recent decades. There's the recent 2 decades. A lot of the feedback opposed to the flights it comes from the fact that the Gila Wilderness is the historic first wilderness area in the nation, and it's just too unique an area with too much of a focus on tourism for this to be appropriate. But there's many people, especially those who grew up here, who remember the flights and think they're no big deal.
Where do you feel the Grant County Commission? They're going to be talking about this in their upcoming meeting, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the big agenda item on Thursday's meeting of the Grant County Commission is a vote on an official comment to the Air Force's potential flyovers. Therein, they detail the list of resources, the long list of resources in the Gila National Forest and surrounding communities, which could be disrupted by the F-16s, and say that they should only consider this if it's absolutely critical.
Okay, Ben, let's move on to another important story, and that is the Forest Service looking for input regarding some new rules and regulations.
That's right. During the controversial 2014 travel management plan in the Gila National Forest, after hearing lots of calls for ATV trails, the Forest actually designated a bunch of user-created trails in the Big Burrows Mountains area of the forest into ATV trails. The problem there being that most people who use that area for trail riding aren't doing it on traditional ATVs, but on these UTVs or side-by-sides, which are being talked about all over our area. And because they designated them ATV, it actually limits the width of the vehicles allowed to 15 inches wide, which is far narrower than these increasingly popular side-by-sides. So they're looking at ways to change that.
How can people provide input for this?
Oh, people can write to the Gila National Forest office here in Silver City or visit the website there and email in their comments as well.
Okay. Ben, let us move on to Christine, who is following up on a big story. Christine, we are entering the third day of the Bradley Farrington trial, and there's a deputy missing.
That's correct, Edmundo.
Former
So
deputy.
today was, yes, today was the second day of testimony, but from the beginning and even before the trial started, there were concerns expressed by Defense Attorney Nathan Gonzalez. I believe this deputy is going to be testifying for the defense. Former Detective Jose Sanchez with the Grant County Sheriff's Department. So over the first day of testimony, it came out that he was the lead detective on the investigation for the Cassie Farrington murder. And no one else, apparently, the other detectives on the scene did not collect any evidence or write any reports. So this essential witness, who was the lead investigator on the case, is missing. He was subpoenaed in July, a valid subpoena. They've now got the Grant County Sheriff's deputies out looking for him. Apparently, District Attorney Francesca Estevez texted him and let him know a bench warrant has also been issued for him. That happened Monday in court. So that's the big news there. The trial is still going on. Defense attorney Nathan Gonzalez has asked for a continuance. Judge Hofacket said all of the witnesses, he would allow all of the witnesses available to testify. And at the end of all of that, if Jose Sanchez does not appear, then he will consider a continuance to next week. So it's really, I think, critical for them to find him.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week and get more of an update on it. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.